Are there any thoughts as to why, in this example, unlike Joshua, the Lord, just the only instruction given to Gideon here is just to go down to the camp. But Joshua was very, very specific instructions as to what they were supposed to do and how they were supposed to get the victory. Here, the only instruction is go down. But Gideon, you know, he divides them, he gives them each trumpets, and he tells them what to do. And just wondering as to, you know.
That's what I was going to comment on. It's good the Lord's put it on the heart of both of us. I'm going to suggest, I have no record of the Lord giving these instructions to Gideon at all. My personal thoughts would be that there was spiritual intuition that came from this man who was living in the presence of God.
Yes.
And we need that. Look, we don't have a thus saith the Lord for every occasion that comes before us. There's lots of times when we don't know exactly what to do. What is the remedy for that? Well, I believe it's what we have here, to be living in His presence and to trust the Lord to show us when the time is right what to do. And I don't know whether others have a thought. I think it's unique that there's no instruction given as to the pitchers and the torches. And I want to say, too, then, Emil has said we want everyone to be a seal. I'm going to take it from seal and I'm going to apply it to those that are real leaders amongst the people of God. Do you know what they are? They're men and women who can say with the Apostle Paul, follow me as I follow Christ. Now that's what the Lord wants us to be able to do. He wants us to be able to say to our peers, follow me as I follow the Lord. I want to set this kind of example before those of the young people that are in this fellowship in this country and those that we see at school that know nothing of the fellowship that we're talking about, that they see an example in you and I that really speaks of Christ, doesn't it? He said again another word, as I do, so shall ye do. Now those are strong words, aren't they?
I think it also just adds to tremendous responsibility, you know, that if a man like this is going to take a stand like this, you know, that comes with a tremendous responsibility as well, as you know, the Apostle Paul told Timothy as well, to be an example. You know, you're going to have people watching you. Don't have any reproach from within or from without. You really have to be prepared to take a stand like this, is really what I'm trying to say.
Percy Pickering used to tell us, David will remember this, people didn't bother Daniel because Daniel had backbone. He had backbone. He could stand for Christ. How many times do we get into a company and there's somebody that wants to do something and we know we shouldn't do that? Are we willing to say, I'm not going along with you. I'm not going in that direction. But not only to just leave them there. It's pretty easy to do that. We can walk away from a situation. But you know what we haven't done? We haven't helped our brother and sister that's getting ready to walk into a situation. And we are our brother's keeper, aren't we? And so there comes the time. Why don't we do that? I think there's a reason why. It's called the fear of men. We're afraid of rejection. We're afraid for somebody to throw something back in our face. Oh, I know you. You're a goody two-shoes. Yeah, I know you. No, we're afraid of that. We're afraid of that taunt. Now, that's the difference between a man of God and a jellyfish. What about a jellyfish? Well, just try to pick one up, you see. They have no backbone. They don't stand. Go back again and look at Daniel and the men that were with Daniel that day. Our God whom we serve is able. But you know what? He may not choose to deliver us.
If not.
If he chooses not to deliver us, you need to know one thing still. We will not bow. Now that's what the Lord is looking for. That's the 300 men here, isn't it?
Now, just to go back to Dave's question and your comments, Chuck, about intuition, the fact that Gideon was not given instructions here as to what to do, as in contrast to what Joshua was given. But let's bear in mind that intuition must also be in accord with the commandments of God. Intuition is not a women fancy, because what's going to happen to a lot of us is that we're going to march in here today and say, I have a feeling about doing so and so. Since Gideon had a feeling and he did it, then I have a feeling and I could do it as well. But that's not the case.
Right.
Intuition must be governed by the principles of God's word. A man who was also intuitive was Joshua himself, when he took 12 stones and left them in the Jordan. He was not instructed so to do. He was only instructed to move the 12 out of the Jordan and put them at Gilgal. But he left 12 specific stones in the Jordan, which spoke to us, or speaks to us, of the death, our death with Christ. Now, that's a wonderful illustration, and Joshua got the truth of Romans in relation to this. So, just again to emphasize that intuition has to be governed by the word of God.
David, another case is Moses, isn't it?
Yes.
As he took the tabernacle, he took the tent,
out.
He moved outside all of that which was there because there was a golden calf, wasn't there?
But the man that is in communion with God, it's not going to it's just going to come automatically. It's not going to be. He's in the Word. He really knows the mind of the Lord. He has the Spirit of God. Look, when David went to fight Goliath, who told him to give 5 stones and put them in there? I mean, Saul said, okay, you carry this armor and that's how you go. He said, no, I can't use that stuff. And he went. So again, a man that is in a company and in the presence of the Lord will get instruction from the Lord of how to do it. And these are actually our weapon of warfare. It is, what do you have? A trumpet. It's really, what are you announcing? That's what the trumpet is. What are you announcing? What are you speaking about? When people see you, hear you, what are they, what the message that are you giving? What are you giving to those who are around you? That is a trumpet. The jar, the empty jar, it's the earthen vessel. That is what the body that the Lord had given you. You carry it around where you go, and that's what you are, the way you express yourself. And then the light. You want to take it as the Spirit of God? You want to take it as a testimony, the knowledge of the glory of God that is in the face of the Lord Jesus? Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. That's really what you have to go with. That's all you have. Look, if those were sufficient for Gideon and his 300 men, what else do you want? The Lord will give the victory. But that's the three things that you have. And that's what you... But he said, look, fix your eyes on me. Look at me. You want to be? You want to do something? The Lord Jesus is saying the same thing. Look, God have sat before us the Lord Jesus as a great example. And he's saying, look at him. And whatever he does, you do. Read the Gospels. See how the Lord Jesus act as a man. And you do the same thing. And you would have victory.